guy in my shul came over to me this week, told me he just got a new job. He's a lawyer. And in his office that he's working in now, he said, not only is everybody frum, he said he's the only guy that's not from Flatbush. Like, everybody is like a frum guy from Flatbush. So he told me that they have, on a daily basis, they have a Mincha Marav Minyan that meets at Plaga Mincha, which means they daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha, they daven Mariv right after Plaga Mincha on a daily basis. And he says one of the terms of his employment, while not explicit, it's understood that he's expected to daven at that Mincha Marav Minyan every day. So he wanted to know, is this permissible? Are you allowed to daven Mariv right after Plaga Mincha on a daily basis? So you don't have to get very far in Shas to know a little bit about this topic. There is a machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda about when the end of the Zman Tfilas Mincha is, that the Chacham hold it's Ad Ha'erev, whenever that is, whether you call that Shkia, Tseis HaKochavim, whenever it is, you're allowed to daven Mincha Ad Ha'erev, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, no you can't, that the latest time for Mincha is Plaga Mincha. Just to make sure we're all understanding the terms over here, if Shkia is the end of 12 Sha'os Manios, the end of the day, Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter of Sha'os Manios before that, right? That's so the latest time would be, Plaga Mincha is halfway between Mincha Ketana and the end of the day. So it would be very early. So for example, today, when if you were to take out your Zmanim app, which you undoubtedly all have on your phone, so today, when Shkia is at 5:53, Plaga Mincha, according to the Gra, is 4:40. So that would mean that they're davening Mariv at 4:41, right? They're davening Mariv after Plaga Mincha. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, yeah, you're allowed to daven Mincha only up until Plaga Mincha, and it happens to be, when is the Zman for Mariv? So the assumption of most poskim is, whenever it's no longer the Zman for Mincha, that's when it's the Zman for Mariv. So according to the Chacham, the Zman for Mariv is, let's say, right after, we'll call it Shkia, even though that's debatable, Shkia, Tzei, somewhere in between, but right after Shkia, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Zman for Mariv is 4:41 today, that it's actually right after Plaga Mincha. So the question then becomes, now it happens to be, just by the way, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin comments that, Tosos makes this point that we just made, but Rabbi Yaakov Emdin comments that the Divrei Tosos is Eina Iker, that really Mariv is not dependent on when Mincha ends, and Mariv you're not allowed to daven until later, but we assume, like what the Balei Tosos write, that the Zman for Mariv is as soon as it's no longer the Zman for Mincha. And therefore, in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch paskins what the Gemara says. How do you paskin Rabbi Yehuda versus the Chachamim? Da Avid Kemar Avid, Da Avid Kemar Avid. You want to do like the Chachamim? Great, do like the Chachamim. You want to do like Rabbi Yehuda? Great, you could do like Rabbi Yehuda. So if that's true by Tfilas Mincha, that you could either choose to daven Mincha, to make your latest time for Mincha be at nightfall, or you could choose to make your latest time for Mincha to be at Plaga Mincha, so Mistama, that means that you can make that same choice for Mariv. That just like if you choose the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that your latest time for Mincha is going to be Plaga Mincha, well, then you're allowed to daven Mariv right after Plaga Mincha. There is a discussion in the Achronim, where do we ever say stuff like this? David Kemar Avid, David Kemar Avid, you know, Machlokes Beshavim Beisel, do what you want. No, we never say like that. We always have a Psak Halacha. All of a sudden over here, it's just do what you want, David Kemar Avid. So that issue of just choosing which way you want, the Shagasari writes in Siman Gimel, and Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes in Brachos, and the Meiri says this way as well, that this is based on the notion of Safek D'Rabbanan L'Hakel, that this is an issue of a Safek D'Rabbanan, and therefore we could be makel to go in whichever direction we want. And the Tshuvas Chesla Avram, he says, the idea of David Kamar, even though you don't make a Safek D'Rabbanan L'Chachila, meaning even if you're going to say Safek D'Rabbanan L'Hakel, you're not allowed to create a Safek D'Rabbanan, he says, well, If that's when the tzibur is davening, and if you don't daven at that zman that they're davening, you're not going to catch a minyan, that's called bidyeved. That's not called l'chadchila making a safik drabanan. Nevertheless, there are other svarim that disagree with the Shagasari, say it's got nothing to do with safik drabanan l'hakel. The reason David Kamara of it is because we never actually came to a hakra in halacha, who's correct. And therefore, it's still an open debate, and you're allowed to choose which way you want to go in an open debate. So again, bottom line is, a person is allowed to daven with plag as his borderline, or a person is allowed to daven with, let's call it shkia, or nightfall, as his borderline. What's interesting is the Rambam, in the third paragraph of Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam tells us that someone who davens before the Zman is not Yotzei Yischiv, and he's going to have to daven again. The Rambam says, but Mariv of Lel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, Vishal Motzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos, if you want to daven Friday night Mariv early, or even if you want to daven Motzoi Shabbos Mariv early, you're allowed to do that because Tfilas Arvis Rishus, and therefore Ein Medaktik in Bezmana. That Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus, so we don't have to be so precise about the Zman of Tfilas Arvis. Always important to point out, yeah, Mariv is a Rishus, but you know it's not a Rishus? Kriyashma. Kriyashma is a mitzvah? Daraisa. So you're definitely going to have to say Kriyashma again later. But it sounds like the Rambam holds that the Ikr Zman of Tzilas Arvis is really only after Tzeis HaKochavim. The whole idea of ever davening early, ever davening Tzilas Arvis after Plag HaMincha, is only because Tzilas Arvis Rishus, but not because that's the Ikr Zman of Tzilas Arvis. And there's been a lot written about that shita of the Rambam. But be that as it may, so you have this idea of you could follow whichever shita you want, whether it be the Rabbanan or Rabbi Yehuda. So that's true, but nevertheless, once you choose to follow one of those opinions, you need to consistently follow that opinion. The Rush in the fourth parak of Brachos in Siman Dalet writes in the name of Hagaon that someone who davens Mariv before Tzeis HaKochavim is now no longer allowed to daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha. Meaning if you are in the habit of davening Mariv early, that means you're not allowed to daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha, because you have staked your claim to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Plag HaMincha is your latest time for Mincha. And that is what the many of the other Rishonim write, that to switch off from one day to the other is trei kuli desasri adadi. It's two leniencies that contradict each other, and it's not only within the same day that you're not allowed to contradict each other. Rabbi Mirsky was just telling me that there was one of the shuls in town here that used to have a 7 o'clock minyan for Mincha Mariv year round during the week. Forget about summertime. Forget about Friday nights. Year round. That is crazy. I mean, that's a tarti desasri on every single day. I mean, that's against everything that I know of in Zman. Even Friday night is pretty scandalous. But to do it every single night of the week, that's absolutely wild. But it's clear from the Rush that even on different days, that if you want to say, okay, today I'm going to be a Rabbi Yehuda man, and tomorrow I'm going to be a Rabbanan man, even that's not okay, that you're not allowed to switch off. Because what did the Rush say? If you daven Mariv tonight early, then you're not allowed to daven mincha late. What does it mean, you're not allowed to daven mincha late? I already daven Mariv tonight, I'm not davening mincha anymore. Obviously it means I'm not allowed to daven mincha tomorrow late, because I've already staked my claim that I'm following the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And that's what appears from the shita of Rabbeinu Yonah as well, in Maseches Brachos, where Rabbeinu Yonah writes that if you daven mincha lifa'amim, Miplaga mincha ve'elach kirabanan, if you daven sometimes mincha after plaga mincha, ulefa amim yispal el arvis bosa zman krab yuda, and sometimes you daven mariv during that window of time, nimsu dvar sosven zeh, turns out that you're contradicting yourself and you're not allowed to do that. And that is what's clearly paskin the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says that David Kamar, you get to choose your shita as long as la'olam you choose that shita. You always have to go like one of them. So if your habit is that you daven mincha after plaga mincha, you are not allowed to daven mariv before tseis hakochav. The Shulchan Aruch says Magen Avraham writes that you always need to follow one of the shitos, not yom echad kirachacham, yom echad kreb Yehuda. Now the Mechaber and the Ramah both write that b'shas hadchak you're allowed to do a tarti de sasri. Mishabur and Sifkat Yeralev says, yeah, b'shas hadchak you're allowed to do a tarti de sasri on two different days. That even if you're generally a Rabbanan person, so you're generally, let's say, a Shkia person, if b'shas hadchak on a single day, you can become a plaga mincha person. That's what it means. But on the same day to do a tarti de sasri, absolutely not, says the Mishaburi, even b'shas hadchak. And that's the issue, whether Friday night is an exception to that rule. There are achronim that try to explain the minhag that you have in many shuls during the summertime where they daven a 7 o'clock Shabbos, which is like the worst time to choose because it's always a tarti desasri. So they try to explain the whether there's any heter for that. But certainly during the week, it doesn't seem that there's any heter for that. So the question is, what constitutes a shas hadchak? Now, in the Machzik Bracha, he quotes a Shita Sami'iri that on two separate days, even the Chachila, you could change your minug, even if it's sosur each other, that you're allowed to do one day like the Rabban, one day like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's only within a single day that it's problematic, and that's the Shita of the Mordechai and the Ra'ah and the Tashbates. But nevertheless, we don't pass like that. The halacha, we pass like what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that even going from one day to the next is going to be problematic. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in some Reish Sadi Gimel Siv Gimel writes that if a person is onus, he's allowed to daven mariv of Motzai Shabbos on Shabbos itself after Plaga Mincha. And the Torah quotes from Ritz Gaius that nevertheless, since Nagu Kol Yisrael Karabanan, that all of Klal Yisrael is knowing already, like the Rabbanan, that we only daven Mariv after dark, you shouldn't daven Mariv on Motzai Shabbos early. But Beis Yosef says that the Shitas Rambam is Einokain. The Rambam writes that you're allowed to daven Shal Shabbos Be'erv Shabbos and Shal Motzai Shabbos Be'Shabbos because Tfilas Arvis Roshos and Ein Medaktgin Bezmana. So Magen Avraham just takes issue with the Beis Yosef that it's Muchach Beferish in the Gemara, that according to the Chum, even on Erev Shabbos and Motzai Shabbos, the din is going to be the same. But he says, on Erev Shabbos, since there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, maybe that's considered enough of a Shas Hadchak. Meaning, even though normally you are a Shkia person, so you would never daven Mariv before Shkia, but Shas Hadchak you're allowed to. According to the Mechaber, you're allowed to Shas Hadchak. What's a Shas Hadchak? You want to do the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. So you want to start Shabbos early. So in the summertime, you want to daven at a plag minyan, that you're allowed to do. That's considered a legitimate enough Shas Hadchak. L'chora, it would therefore turn out that this fellow, if he wants to daven in his office, now, first of all, if for the rest of his life he's always been a Shkia person, and now he just got a job and he wants to daven in his office around plag, so that itself is a problem, meaning he's already being inconsistent by choosing to daven there. Probably, though, at some point in your life, you could change your minhag as long as you say, okay, now I'm changing from a Rabbanan person to Rabbi Yehuda person henceforth, but I'm not going to keep vacillating back and forth, and it's not going to be, oh, when I get my next job, I'll go back, or on Sundays, when I'm in my local shul, which davens mincha after plag, but before shkia, and marav after shkia, then on Sundays, I'll do like the Rabbanan, and the rest of the week, I'll do like Rabbi Yehuda. That l'chora, you're not allowed to do. So probably his best etza in this situation is to daven mincha in the office and stand there during Mariv. He could stand there and answer amens or whatever. If they need him for the minyan, he could stand there during Mariv. But l'chora, he should not be davening Mariv with them unless he's ready to make that commitment that he's always going to be davening mincha before plaga mincha. The question becomes also, is it enough of a shas hadchak if, let's say, you had forgotten to daven mincha, and now it's still, let's say you chose to be a Rabbi Yehuda person, and so you're always davening mincha before plag. One day you forgot, but it's still before shkia. So Do you just say, oh, forget it, I missed it, because I'm a Rabbi Yehuda person? Or do you say, no, this is the Shas Adchak, where I'm allowed to be soser what I've done on a different day? That's a further discussion in the poskim, but certainly not something that's preferable. So that's why I think in these cases, it's better that these offices probably not to have a plag minyan. But if someone is stuck in this situation, he could daven mincha with them, of course, but davening marav with them l'chor is going to be problematic. Okay.